ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, today to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Thursday, the last day of May, the 31st, 2018. Yes. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon. We're getting ready to go into the halfway mark of the year, Melody.
We are. It's an incredible. It's like, it I don't even know what happened to April and May. The time has just gone by so fast. It's
even when you try to slow down and make it last, it doesn't help. It still flies by.
It does. And the market sort of flew by gold today. It didn't have anything positive today, but a little pressure on gold, down a buck, 1390 cents, so 1301. Silver was down 10 cents today at $16.49. Platinum was down a buck at 911, and palladium was down $2 at 994. Of course, the U.S. dollar today was stronger earlier in the day. It reversed itself just a little bit, down 1.4, 93.95, and crude oil reversed its gains from yesterday, down 1.13 at 67.08. And the paper markets today, you have the Dow down 251 points at 24,416. The NASDAQ was down 20 at 7,442. You have the S&P down 18 at 2,705. 10-year yield, 2.82%. The euro was stronger today by 1.21 at 117. European markets, Asian markets, and Germany was down almost 1.5%. That was probably the biggest mover over there. And so it was, there's a lot of news out there, but, it's no shocking news anymore. I mean, it's, the Dow is down a little over 1%. Big deal. We're still at 24,460, and I don't think one day to down 1% is going to start any type of a trend. We all know it's overvalued. We all know that the fundamentals of the stock market is basically multinational corporations buying back their own shares to support it. And so it's just a lot of what is the real value of this of the markets? That's the big question. Where should these markets really be? And I guarantee you, they're a far cry from where they are at least listed at
when
today.
Somebody sticks a pin in it, somebody sticks a needle in it, we'll find out what it's supposed to be.
We'll find out what it's supposed to be.
It's going
to
blow up. You know that.
Yes, it is.
It's going to happen. But I do have a problem. I have a complaint. Can I give a complaint real quick?
You're not going to allow me to say no, so go ahead.
Well, I want you to know that I'm a year older than Jesse Duplantis. I've been preaching for 40 years, and I haven't got one yet. He's got three and wants another one. Now, what is wrong with that picture?
When's your birthday?
My birthday is September.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, he's asking $54 million to buy another jet, the biggest one out there for the private jet, called the Shot Falcon 7X. But he's got three already in the hangars. He wants another one because he said this one will fly nonstop anywhere in the world. And it's only $54 million. We should, all cough up and give him a little bit because Kenneth Copeland has one. Kenneth Copeland said the reason he rides in, a private jet is because if he gets on a commercial plane, he's getting into a long tube with a bunch of demons.
Who said that?
Kenneth Copeland. So, I just wondered. I've been preaching for 40 years, and I don't even have a brand new car. Why can't I have at least one airplane? I mean, this is ridiculous. Of course, he said, if Jesus were here today, he wouldn't be riding a donkey either. But I'm sorry. I mean, this is ridiculous. I'm just venting some here. But this is absolutely ridiculous. And they get it. That's what gets me. They get it. But we'll move on. I had to cover that. I think it's not fair that I don't have at least one jet. So, Melody, I'm going to pass the hat. Do you want to start by 10 million?
I can send you a little paper airline. Remember the little folded papers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I sure do. Yeah. I sure do.
I'll send you
now,
one of those.
I feel better now, though. Thanks for letting me do that. I feel better.
You can even do that with dollar bills, so maybe I'll send you a dollar bill. That'll be my donation.
Well, I just need 54 million.
$1 at a time.
A month. $1 a month might live a while, but I might get it. Anyway, I'm sure you get some stuff you want to cover, but I got a lot of news here, too. So you want to go first, you go ahead.
There was a couple of reports out today. Consumers are spending a little bit more, but they're saving a little bit less.
Exactly.
So it's pretty much the same. So how much better off are they? It rose a little more. The consumer spending rose a little bit more than expected in April. And, of course, it's a sign of optimism, they say. But the people are saving less. The U.S. Commerce Department today reported that personal expenditures rose 0.6% in April. And these smart economists had only forecasted just a 0.3% increase. The pace of spending was also higher than what people earned last month.
That's what I get you. They're spending more than they make. They're going in debt. I mean, going in. Goodness, Melody. My daddy taught me better than that. You outspend what you make, and you're going to get yourself in a bind.
This is very true. Personal income rose just 0.3%. Savings rate fell 2.8%. And the savings rate is actually the ratio between savings and the disposable income. That's only the third time since 2008 that the savings rate had dipped below 3%. It was also lower than 3% last November and December. So for the third time, it's happened since last November. So
how long can you go spending more than you make? Now, we're not the government. We can't print money, print paper, I should say. So how long can you go before you have to pay back? And if people are that ignorant, and they are, all I can say is too bad for them. Because it's going to catch up to them.
The savings rate had actually peaked back in December of 2012. It was then at 11%. So now we have the savings rate below 3 in 2011, or 2012, it was 11%. So, I think people are going to get probably a little bit of a shock when they get their... when they do their taxes and so forth, and I don't think they're going to see as much as what they were expecting. And I think your health care is going to continue to rise. And there was a report from the New York Federal Reserve just 2 weeks ago that showed that total consumer debt rose for the 15th consecutive quarter to a new record of $13.2 trillion in the first quarter. So I'd have to say we'll probably get another record during the second quarter. Overall debt levels are now $536 billion higher than the previous peak of 12.7 from the third quarter of 2008. And what I always find interesting is when we talk about these numbers and we talk about these similarities between now and 2008 are truly staggering. I mean, where does it go? 2008, 2007, moving right up into where we are today. So, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out.
No one ever learns. One thing I have learned is no one ever learns from history. You know, they keep doing the same dumb thing over again, expecting something different.
That's correct.
You know, and they're spending more than they're making. And do you really think that you really believe that they'll get more money back on taxes next year that will catch them up? I mean, surely they don't think they'll get enough back on taxes to pay off their credit cards.
I don't think
maybe that ignorant. I don't think so.
We'll see. But I mean, we have gasoline prices rising, and I hear the same thing about interest rates. What's the big deal? 3% interest rates. I always hear people say, I remember when we were paying 7, 8, 10, 11% rates, and the world moved on. Well, the world isn't the same as it was then. The world at that point in time didn't have pretty much free money,
right?
Thrown at them for such a long period of time. Things are different. They don't have the savings that we did back then. There's a lot of things that are different, and you just can't compare the time. So when we have a little quarter point rate increase, it makes a difference. Maybe not to everybody, but to some, and eventually that some will be enough in order to break the system.
Well, you know, a quarter percent here and a quarter percent there adds up, and that's how they do it. They don't do it in big increments, obviously. They can't, but they do a bit of time. But, you know, you mentioned gas prices. Oil's coming down in price. It has come down. Why is not the gas prices dropping a little bit?
Summer.
That's got to be the reason. It's got to be the reason.
Or it's going to go back up.
Well, either way, they're getting us pretty hard.
And sometimes you do see a lag, because when they actually buy the gasoline and so forth, it is at a higher price. So they got to leave it at that higher price until, I don't know exactly how they buy gasoline at a gas station, but logic tells me that if they are pre-buying it for their gas stations, that's at a higher price. They're going to have to let that higher price float through until they, adjust downward. So
that's probably so, but I'm just curious. You know, when they mention it going up, just mention it, it goes up immediately.
But when it goes up, they
don't. Yeah, it don't run through. It's up right away. You know, so.
Well, yeah, that's...
It's amazing.
Yeah, welcome to the, fuzzy math of the world. But
and I have a question to ask you, too, that you might be able to explain this to me. According to this article here from Econ Matters, the Deutsche Bank crisis to record low after Fed secretly put U.S. operations on troubled watch list. What is that saying to us?
You know, it's interesting because the secret and rare designation took place about a year ago. And it forced the Deutsche Bank to dial back its risk-taking. And, we all know that the Deutsche Bank has been, in trouble for years. Their losses, they just reported that recently they were going to have, 7,000 layoffs to the company.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Mm-hmm.
But what I also find interesting about that article, Butch, is that the Federal Reserve by this designation, I don't know if it's the government or the Federal Reserve, gets to have an input on who they hire at the top, who they fire at the top. They have a lot of interest in various areas of Deutsche Bank. So I find that kind of interesting, because you have a foreign bank, even though it has a U.S. Shoot, that our government will go in there via the Federal Reserve, or the Federal Reserve via the government, and have a major impact on their daily operations.
What do we not have our nose in worldwide, really? I mean, what has America not got our nose into? It's just it's amazing. But we are telling foreign nations, we've told them for years how to run their countries, who can be your leaders. If you don't like it, we'll bomb you. That sounds harsh, but that's what it's been. We can say what we want to. We can use all excuses we want, weapons of mass destruction, terrorists, whatever. But it's all been a lie for this nation to expand its control and power over the world and to make money while they're doing it, to spread our debt all over this whole world. And we're doing a very good job of it so far.
You know, I think I think Deutsche Bank is going to be the example. I think Deutsche Bank is, whatever they're doing, they're running it through Deutsche Bank. The Deutsche Bank certainly has proven the amount of corruption within. And I still find it interesting that the regulators can go in there. The Fed's approval for hiring, firing, making severance payments.
Sure,
I find that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What difference is that? And I get this as a bank, and with the regulations and so forth, and for them to do business here, I get that. But what different is that than China, when companies go into China, and China makes these arrangements or these requirements in order for them to do business in there, and they can go in there and also manage the companies and so forth. So I don't know. I guess it's different, from a...
Well, we're America. That's why. We're America. That's exactly why. See, that answers the question. We're America. We can do no wrong. But, I just look until Trump is going to put the tariffs on Mexico and Canada and EU, but the ones that interest me now are Mexico and Canada. You know that he's going to put the tariffs on, and Mexico is already threatening to hit back. And we'll share that article in a second, but the tariffs on Mexico and Canada, we're not talking about across the ocean, Billy. We're talking neighbors here now.
Yes.
And it's supposed to take effect, you know, immediately. I mean, like Friday, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So I just wonder what that's going to mean to Benazir. I think he wants to bring jobs back to this country. I think he wants to bring the steel and aluminum back to this country. I know we had an aluminum plant a couple hours north of me here that was menaced for years that went out. And maybe that's his plan. Maybe he's planning on getting the prices so high from Mexico and Canada that we can buy it here cheaper. Do you think that's part of the plan, or what do you think is going on there?
Well, I'm sure that's the desired effect. You know, I'm sure that's the desired outcome that he wants. But we also have to ask, how logical is it? What is the reality of it? I tried to read it through. You're going to have the other countries react. Do we have the power to control Mexico and Canada and the European Union? The first time it was put on, there were exceptions to these countries. Now those exceptions are no longer. They're going into effect tomorrow. So, it's to me, no. We're not going to have Bethlehem Steel come roaring back like it was in the, you know, 70s or 60s.
It would take them a decade to rebuild the mills.
Yes.
By the time they would get everything back in place and rebuild the buildings and put up the machinery and all this needed, this is not going to happen within 6 months. It's going to take a long time to re-gear this place to be a manufacturing nation again. I know that sounds awful. We shouldn't have lost it in the first place. I know all those things. But you cannot rebuild the infrastructure of manufacturing this country in a matter of months. Trump will be long out of office before this comes to fruition, if it does.
And when he leaves office, because none of this is done through Congress. These are all done by executive orders. And as he is eliminating the executive orders from Obama, president after Trump is going to eliminate Trump's executive orders.
Absolutely.
So nothing is going through Congress. And I have issues with that. No wonder Congress is so worthless. I mean, like, what are they doing? Why aren't they there helping?
We're paying them good, so they're happy.
Yeah.
Good benefits.
But, hey, we're heading into a break right now, and please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you for joining us.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for the weekly newsletter. And you can listen to these programs live. Yes, you can, every day at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Just go to the website, hit the little radio, and it takes you to a little bar. And when it changes colors, you just click on it, and you can listen to the program live. Or you can also, if you miss it at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, you can listen to it in the archives. And, which, you know, sometimes we do these programs. I don't know if you feel the same way as I do, but you know, yesterday I had a call from Clark, and a long, long, long time listener, and I want to say hello to Clark today. And he said to me, Melody, he says, I've been listening to you for years. He says, I never thought I'd have a reason to call you. And it just warms my heart to know. He says, I've listened to the program. You know, it's got me through the winters, because he lived in, you know, high elevation, hard winters and everything. And it's like, you just, sometimes you just don't realize how far and wide these programs are heard. And yes, I want those folks who say there's no reason to call me, I want you to know how important it is that you do listen. And I thank you. And I want to say hello to you. And
That's remarkable. I had a call from a new caller today named Carl from Missouri. Told me the same thing in a place of small. And he said, first, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. And he said, I appreciate what you're doing. And two or three calls today, people said, we're watching your teachings on Saturdays, and we watch them on DVDs. And thank you. And I said, Crystal, I think sometimes we're doing some good here. And she said, I know you are. And, but it does sometimes, Mel, as you already know, sometimes you become a little discouraged and frustrated, but we hang in there.
You do.
And you get a phone call like that, it makes it worthwhile, doesn't it?
It does. And so I want to thank Clark for calling, and hopefully we'll be talking soon again. And to all the other listeners out there, I want to say hello. So,
well, that's wonderful, important.
Yes.
Now,
so
I'd like to get the article about
Mexico
hitting back. Yeah, because I think this, and this is a two-way street, we have to accept that. I mean, if we want to go forward with this, remember, it can be tit for tat, and it's gonna make a difference. But this is in Reuters. Mexico responded to U.S. steel and aluminum tariffs by imposing wide-ranging equivalent measures on farm and industrial products, the economy ministry, and it said on Thursday, ratcheting up tensions during talks to renegotiate NAFTA. The United States on Thursday morning said it was moving ahead with tariffs on aluminum and steel imports from Canada, Mexico, and the European Union, ending a two-month exception and threatening to ignite a trade war. Mexican majors, which target pork legs, apples, grapes, and cheeses, as well as steel, can hit the farm states that are a bastion of support to U.S. President Donald Trump, ahead of American midterm elections in November. And I'll make this comment. I think he must already know this. If his causes problems for people to pay their bills, midterm elections are a few months away. It could make a difference, seriously. But anyway, the Mexican majors will be in place until the U.S. government eliminates its tariffs, the ministry said. Mexico profoundly regrets and condemns the decision by the United States to impose these tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum from Mexico. Mexico reiterates its openness to constructive dialogue with the United States, its support for the international commerce system, and its rejection of unilateral protectionist measures. Mexico buys more steel and aluminum from the United States than it sells, is a top buyer of U.S. aluminum and the second buyer of U.S. steel, the economy ministry said. So, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. This could actually hurt him come election time in November for the Senate. It could. We'll have to wait and see what happens, but that sounds serious.
Well, you know, I think everybody agrees that, you know, the tariffs, in theory, and when they were applied, worked. I mean, they're there for a reason. But now we have to look at how we are so enmeshed in the global trade.
Well, we shouldn't have took the tariffs off in the first place. We shouldn't have took them off.
That's right. That's right. But we did, and we're here today.
Yes.
But yeah, you're absolutely correct. We shouldn't have. But here we are today. And now that we're so enmeshed in the global, you know, we are globalized. Our economy is based on a lot of that global trade, whether we like it or not. Even though we have a deficit and so forth, we're still dependent on it. And go ahead.
I was going to say, remember Ross Perot?
Yes.
He said it'll be a big sucking sound.
Yes.
When all this goes into place. He was absolutely right, wasn't he?
Absolutely.
Was mocked and ridiculed. But now we're seeing the results of that, and now he won't reverse it. And I'm not against reversing it, but we have to understand it's going to cost something and it's going to hurt for a while.
And that's just it. And what is the impact today? Do we still have that clout to enforce these tariffs?
Do we have the moral fortitude? Do we have the moral fortitude to stick through this? That's another question.
It is. Because once that stock market begins to unwind, you know, are we going to now again have exceptions? So are people, like you mentioned, are they willing to pay more? You know, we pay a little bit more because it's made in America, made in the USA. But how much more are we willing to pay? And until people begin to stop paying, and then we go into, you know, deflation a little bit. So it can have all kinds of consequences. And just like what you said, Pastor Butch, it is going to be difficult. It's going to be painful. And, again, we don't know how much pain this country can withstand.
Well, there was a time when America would have stood together about anything, and we have proven it in the past, and stood together as Americans. I was talking to my grandson, who's been with us for a while here this summer from Colorado. I said, I'm sick of hearing this African-American, a white American, Native American. I'm tired of hearing this. How about we all be Americans? If we're going to live in the same country, let's all be Americans. And he said, well, Papa, that caused division, doesn't it? I said, yeah, that's the whole point. It caused division. African-Americans, white Americans, Native Americans, whatever, Hispanic-Americans. What happened to the idea, living in America and being American, and join together to make America what she's supposed to be? We lost that, Melody. So on purpose this happened. We're no longer unified enough to be able to handle this. People would blow a cork. They would end up rioting in the streets, killing each other, and who knows what could happen. So America is not morally equipped to handle this. I don't believe so at all. Time will tell.
Time will tell. And so again, you know, kudos for putting on the tariffs, but you know, I've argued, I don't think it's going to make it very difficult for a lot of people. And like what you said, I don't think they we're heading into a trade war.
We are.
Now again, when we see the political turmoil that we, you know, the markets had an impact temporarily with Italy. You know, it goes a lot wider. Are they willing to, can Europe retaliate because of their own financial problems that they have? Or are they just going to have to, you know, how are they going to handle the tariffs? These are all great, you know, time will tell.
Discussions are important, but only time will tell. You're right.
Yeah. So buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. What I do know, prices are going to go higher. Gold prices are going to go higher. Inflation will be higher. So.
It certainly is. And along the same lines, and of course, economy here, you already know this, but it says dying shopping malls are wreaking havoc on suburban America. And this is Mitch one in Ohio called Rolling Acres Mall in Akron, Ohio. Built back in 1975 with, you know, a big fanfare, a shopping destination for surrounding community, it's shut down. Now they have homeless people living in the empty stores. It's an eyesore. It's a crime-ridden area. Used to be a shopping mall. Mel, do you remember when they first got popular back in the 70s? I mean, you know, shopping malls were huge. Everybody wanted to go to the shopping malls. All the stores under the run roof, and the malls are dying. People are not going to the brick-and-mortar stores. They're going online and other places. But this mall in Akron, Rolling Acres Mall in Akron, is now deserted, and they're having problems with it. You know, people vandalizing and living there. So what's the alternative? I guess just tear it down, right?
Why not?
You know? And in Seattle, and you probably saw this also, they're going to charge the bigger companies $275 per employee, and some of them have employees, like 100,000 employees, to fund places for the homeless to live in Seattle. There are 12,000 homeless in the county of Seattle, where it is right now alone. And they're going to tax the bigger businesses to pay for their shelter. Now tell me how right that is.
Doesn't sound like it.
It does not sound like it. And now Sears is getting ready to shut down a bunch more stores. I think like 70-some stores. And this adds up to jobs being lost. It adds up. I don't know. Maybe I'm seeing it wrong. Maybe these are people being absorbed in something else, and they don't even miss this job any longer. I don't know. Maybe they're laid off at Sears or at this mall, and they got a better job somewhere else, and I hope they did. More power to them. But I can't imagine 72 stores of Sears with, we'll say, 20 employees each. That's 1,400 people out of work. Where are they going to go? Where are they going to find another job that maybe even pays as much as Sears? Now, there's a question we've got to ask yourself. They're important questions. If you can't live on the salary you're making already, how are you going to live on less?
Well, you can't. And you go get two part-time jobs. That's what you do now.
Exactly. That's exactly jobs. Right. So you get a part-time job, no insurance, no anything, but you're working 40 hours a week or 45, 60 hours a week. You're only getting 30 hours per store, and you're not making nothing. You're not on insurance or any kind of coverage. And now in Seattle, where businesses are really making the economy run, I mean, the bigger businesses like Amazon and others, they're going to charge them $275 per year per employee to pay for the homeless. And they don't like that. The businesses don't like it. I don't blame them. I don't like it either. But this is what's happening in America. Again, used to be said that nothing is free. Nothing is free. Somebody has to fund all these giveaway programs. And Melody, the government can't fund them. They don't make money. They don't earn money. They do nothing to produce. They're takers. They're leeches on a healthy body. Government employees, not all of them, some have meaningful jobs, you realize that. We have a lot of government employees, and I would say the U.S. Senate and House is one of them, are leeches on this nation. You know that. I mean, most of them make 3 or 4 or 5 times what the average man woman in this nation does, and the benefits are so much greater than ours, and they're our servants. There's something wrong with that picture.
Well, there's something is, but you can't blame the people who go there and get hired and so forth. I mean, you have to go to, the heads of states. Those are the ones that have created the monster that sits in D.C.
That's it.
You know, yes. I mean, so you can't really blame the people who go there. But, you know, if you want to cut the debt, you're going to have to shrink government, and they're not going to do it. You know, I don't care that if you say find $15 billion here or there to cut. My gosh, they spent $1.6 trillion in 6 months. Nobody talks about the budget anymore. All we hear, all we get forced is how great these tariffs are going to be. All we're going to do is bring jobs back to America. All we're going to do is we're going to fix immigration. All we're going to do is this. Well, how about somebody talk about the economy for once?
There
other
you
than,
go.
Oh, wow, the stock market is hitting 25,000, isn't it? Aren't things great?
Ain't it wonderful? But, you know, what is the salary of a senator now? What does a senator make, a freshman senator? What do they make?
Do
you have any idea?
Too much.
Somewhere around 200,000, I think, maybe 108, I don't know. But they're getting paid, as I said, probably more than 8 or 10 families combined, plus benefits that we never think about. And I got to say, I'm going to say it real clearly, very few of them, I can name names, Feinstein and others, are as dumb as rocks. And they're still in there. Bernie Sanders, another one. They have no idea the concept of free enterprise and the way this nation was formed. They have no idea, and they don't want to know. But they're making big money from our backs, and this nation keeps putting the same people back in every time. You figure that one out.
This morning I was watching an interview, and they were talking about Tip O'Neill, and I wasn't paying much attention because it was a boring, and I'm thinking, what the heck are they talking about Tip O'Neill for? And it was It was when he, I think when he became, you know, when one of his positions, and they asked him what the biggest difference was that will affect him. And the comment was, well, it's going to affect my retirement account, meaning his pension just exploded. Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, and these people laughed and thought that was funny and it was humorous. And it's just like the mindset anymore. And what do these people up in Washington do? Absolutely nothing.
Again, I ask, how many could you name that are more ignorant than a hog is about Sunday? Think about that. How many of them do you know that really I'm amazed they can walk and chew gum and function? And I can name them. There's black ones and there's white ones, all kinds of them. But you name, just name the ones that you know personally. They're not fit to be in office, but they get elected. Yep. And they get elected again.
And it's not their fault. What's wrong with the people?
There you go. Trying to think of the name of that black lady, I think in California, representative, I can't remember her name. I mean, she has said some really stupid stuff. But she gets elected. I mean, she wears a cowboy hat and everything else, like she's really somebody cool, but I can't remember who it is now.
But it's not even about color, Butch. It doesn't matter.
No, it's not.
I just
mentioned, you know, but I mean, Bernie Sanders. What good is he? He's a flaming socialist. What good is he? What has he done to turn this country back around to a nation of free enterprise and free men and women?
And all these liberals love
and
him.
And Dianne Feinstein isn't black. Dianne Feinstein is an idiot, but she's not black. You can't blame her on color. It's just what they are. Now, you got me started again, didn't you?
And they just keep getting elected. It's just...
Yes, they do. And now I'm looking at an article here that... The illegal immigrants, they're coming across in record numbers since Trump took office. I mean, really, I mean, they're it's up from 2008-2016. The asylum requests are up 1,700%. Well, that's when, of course, when Obama is in office. But now they've turned back at least 50,000 for the second month in a row at the border. That's a 315% increase in illegals using children to pose as family units to gain entry into this country. I mean, yeah, so what's the answer? And now they're showing pictures of them being trucked out of here under Obama and saying Trump's doing it, and Trump had nothing to do with it. Although I agree that they should be trucked out of here. I have no problem with that. I'm not being nasty. I'm not being mean. I have no problem somebody coming here legally, finding the job, and be a productive citizen. More power to them. But don't come here and leech off of me.
Absolutely. And I do have a question for you, though, when we come back regarding a comment from the president about Mexico and about paying the wall. But we'll save that question until after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And we were talking about Mexico going into the break, and about we were talking about the illegal immigrants that are coming in. And yesterday, President Trump was at a rally. And he says, in the end, Mexico is going to pay for the wall. They do absolutely nothing to stop people from going through Mexico, from Honduras, and all these other countries. They do nothing to help us. Are they required to help us?
No. No, they're not. But we're not required to let them come in either. I mean, that's a nation's choice.
Exactly.
Yes, that's a nation's choice. I do know that they are turning some back, though, in the Mexican border, the South Mexican border, are turning some people back now at their borders. They really are. But no, it's not a requirement for them to do that. We can't tell Mexico what to do, no more than they should be able to tell us what to do. And we have every right as a sovereign nation to turn those back who come in illegally.
Exactly.
And Trump said the M13, is that what's called the gangs?
Animals.
You call them animals? And that's being polite. They're scum. I mean, they come in, rape, kill, and steal, and when we're supposed to welcome with open arms because they're Hispanics, I don't care who they are. You come up here bringing a gun in this country and start shooting, I'm going to shoot back.
But you know what? It's just
This is ridiculous.
It's just not these gangs. I mean, there's a lot of animals out there.
Oh, yes.
In this country that
there
are American.
There are.
Yeah.
Oh, many of them. I mean,
many
we have
them.
The Crips and the Bloods. But those are Americans.
Yep.
They're animals.
So.
But, you know, then we have Roseanne. I know they like Roseanne, but, you know, she was kicked off the air for saying something about one of Obama's ex-counselors,
Valerie.
I guess you say.
Mm-hmm.
And Valerie, yes, okay. And then we have a comedian who called Ivana the C-word and got by with it. People thought
that,
funny.
That comedian is disgusting. Name is Samantha Bee, I believe.
She's disgusting. But no one said a word to her.
No one says a word.
I don't get
to
care about Ivanka Trump
either.
She's
scheduled to get some sort of an award today or tomorrow.
And another reporter called Trump the son of a orangutan.
Yeah.
Come on, people. If you're going to be, why can't we be offended?
Yeah. It really is.
First, I don't care. I don't care who defends. I really don't care. I'm going to tell it like it is. I think you already know that already. But it just frustrates me when it's one-sided. Pardon?
Yes. I just be careful. We're on air.
You know, I'm going to say anything bad. But anyway. But I'm going to have to tell it like it is because it's the way it is. I mean, this is a very biased one-way street here.
Yes.
You know, this get over this. There's nothing fair about this. But the news media controls people's thoughts. And Disney, the head of the ABC, that kicked her off the air, supports homosexuality and pedophilia in Disneyland, Disney World. They do that, doing it for years. And he's got the moral ground to say that she said something wrong.
I know it really is, and yeah, that's Samantha Bee. She's just truly a disgusting human being. I mean, her mouth and. Well, I can't say she is, but at least her act is. But same way with the lady at the meeting, Wolf. Michelle Wolf that did the awards comedy routine, the correspondence dinner.
I never watched that. I don't know.
And she came out and said some really nasty things against the press secretary, Sanders. And I mean, it's just
it's
okay
amazing.
For them to do it. Yeah, it is. A lot of the difference is like Roseanne Barr. She said it to be funny. These other people say it with pure hate.
Oh well, how about the comedian? What's her name? the one that said it had a picture of cutting Trump's head off, Kathy, where it was, had a picture of it, Trump's head, bloody head in her hand.
Yes.
Kathy Griffin, is that it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep, that's a fact. Well, we better move on. We spend that forever on that, because it makes me angry. It really does. But I guess you know that Brazil is in a mess. The GDP is down 38% because the Brazil's nationwide truck strike has been going for 10 days. And now the oil workers are going to strike with the next couple of days. And even they've had chickens that farmers had to slaughter because they couldn't get feed to the farmers because of the trucking strike. But now the oil workers are going to go on strike, and the truckers are still on strike, and Brazil's economy is going downhill pretty quick. So I thought that was kind of interesting. In Brazil, see, Venezuela is not doing well in the mess. Brazil is not as bad off as Venezuela is, but it's going down the road the same turn, more or less. It's starting to hurt them financially. What's going to happen next?
Absolutely. When you have those types of strikes and it keeps people from going there. It keeps people from visiting. People don't want to go there. And my biggest question is that I need to follow up on this is the BRICS nation. Brazil was part of the BRICS nation.
Yes.
That was tagged how many years ago, and it didn't seem to really keep them in a position of good financial strength. But that Brazil truckers protest for demanding lower fuel prices.
Yes.
They actually blocked highways across the country, wreaking havoc with their economy. So,
well, do you remember you talked about
more
the
power to the truckers? More power to the truckers.
I hear you. And you mentioned the BRICS country. That's one of them. You remember back when the EU first started, and they were discussing how the EU with the new euro is going to change the world, and they're going to be gold backed with the euro, and it's going to take over the world economy, and how great it's going to be. How well has that done the last 5 or 6 years? How many countries now want out of that?
Well, Europe has their issues, and everybody agrees that you can't use one currency for all these different nations, these sovereign nations. I always thought that the European Union with their euro was a test for complete globalization, for the New World Order. I thought it was, they incorporated this to bring these nations together with one currency to see how, to see if it could be successful. And I always thought that was just a precursor to globalization of that same type of a system to where
it is
a unit of the world. Yes.
It is. And I wonder, too, if it's not filling maybe perhaps on purpose so they can bring in a different kind of currency. Maybe a regional currency for each nation, a national currency, but then a digital currency to interlink the countries and do away more or less with cash, use credit cards and checks or debit cards, but use a worldwide currency that would be some way in a digital thing, like with a credit card or something else. Would that be part of the plan, you think? They realize you can't use paper currencies and nation to nation, but we can do this inside the nation and then make this count, this work all over the world.
I think there could possibly be a domestic currency, and I thought it was this program that maybe it was when I was on with Dave that Jack Ma, the owner of Alibaba, which is the equivalent of Amazon but in China, he wants to open up these markets so that the people who sell things online can sell to the Chinese, the people in China who sell things to other people in China can now use the United States markets and open all of these markets so people can sell to people. And they're going to have some sort of a trade unit. I don't think that this trade unit that the people would use would be backed by gold, but I do believe governments who do global trade, I do believe that trade unit will have to be backed by gold. These world currencies will need to be stabilized. And if you do some sort of a computer crypto currency, it's going to have to be stabilized by the country's currency. So that's where I believe, it's going to be this big thing where you have these monies, these currencies from various countries backed by gold. It'll be a basket. You'll throw a certain percentage of gold in there, stabilize these currencies, keeps these countries from manipulating their currencies. We're probably one of the biggest manipulators of currency, so everybody does it. So you're going to have to eliminate that in order for it to work. So I don't think that's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know if that'll happen in our lifetime, but I do believe that is what's coming. So, I do believe gold will play a very important part.
I have no doubt. But, Mother Sarah goes by so quickly. We're down the last few minutes already. It's going by so fast. I enjoy this broadcast, Melody, with you, and I really do. And people, I'm telling you, Melody Severson is a real deal. I just told her to ship my order out to me right away, and because I ordered some silver dimes. And I can't believe people don't call and do that when they can at such great prices, because it's going to go up. And I'm just, this is a gold and silver program. Yeah, it is. And I'm Melody Severson. She's a friend of mine as well as a sponsor, but she's a very dear friend. And she's a real deal. You'll deal with somebody about precious metals, you call her. You won't be disappointed. At 800-375-4188. Back to more news here. I just look and maybe you saw this. Obama and Michelle are going to have their own Netflix program. You see that?
Oh, I did.
Isn't that wonderful? I'm so excited.
Do you mean Obama and Michael?
There you go. I'm going to be nice. She told me to be nice. We're on air, so I was trying to be nice. Okay.
I'm sorry.
and Kim Kardashian met with the president to discuss prison reform. Kim Kardashian. I mean, the woman's a beautiful woman, but she's a whore. That's just the way these get mad people. I don't care. That's the truth. She's got more men than Carter's got peanuts. But anyway, I read this. What is wrong with this? I mean, these people are getting noticed by the president, and Obama's going to have his own TV program. What is wrong with us today in this country? Yet an article here from Denver, a lady named Jennifer Knowles helped her son set up the first lemonade stand over the weekend. She thought it would be a lesson in entrepreneurship and charity. The boys were going to sponsor a young boy out of Indonesia, raise money, send him so he could live well. He lived better in Indonesia, a 5-year-old little boy in Indonesia. They were going to open up the lemonade stand, but the cops shut him down because they didn't have proper permits. Now, I'm looking at Obama TV, one of the biggest crooks in the country, Kim Kardashian, another person altogether, and two little boys trying to sell lemonade to raise money for a little boy in Indonesia. They shut him down. Through lack of permits. There's something wrong with this picture. Do you agree?
It truly is. I agree.
I mean, this is absolutely absurd. And yeah, I get angry. How can we recognize the evil of this nation, the scum of this nation is rising to the top? We're all clapping their hands and praising what they're getting their own TV show. And Kim Kardashian got to meet with President Trump. And two little boys in Denver tried to raise money for another little boy in another country, and they shut him down because they didn't have the proper permits. What does that tell the little boys? I mean, what does that show children in this country? Yet they're praising Obama and Kardashian. And the porno queen, what's her name again?
Stormy
Daniels. You know. Yeah, she's making keys to the city in West Hollywood. Melody Hedstrom, this nation is totally upside down.
You know, it is. And even in the beginning of the program, we talked about Roseanne. We talked about, it's like people aren't focused on the real issues. I mean, it's like they these stories. They create these stories. And yeah, they're the real stories, but they create them and they flag them and they promote them, and people take sides. It's just another.
It's
just
bread
propaganda.
And circuses.
Yes.
It keeps us entertained. And you know, people like preachers like myself are able to preach the Bible the way it is and not make them feel good and preach about money. I can't afford it yet. I'm not bragging. I'm not complaining about that. That's not the point. The point of it is, we are not even paying the bills right now. That's how tight it is. And these guys want $54 million yet. More power to them if they're preaching the gospel of Christ, exposing evil, and standing up for the truth. But they're not. They're preaching the feel-good doctrine. And besides, Kenneth Copeland don't want to ride in the same tube with demon-filled people. Now, to me, that is as arrogant as it's going to get.
Yes. Though sometimes there are some strange people.
That's my dollar's worth for the day.
And I agree with you. 1-800-375-4188. We're just about out of time. But yeah, there's so many distractions out there. Nothing that's really important is even discussed, talked about. It's that the same stories are rehashed. Distractions. But yet.
How long have you trying to fish up something on Trump? I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead. Mueller been trying to fish up something on Trump?
Well, you know, I'll try it again. But again, you know, if he's got something, look at the royal wedding. Look at the British wedding that we've had. I mean, there's nothing meaningful out there. I mean, it's just, if you just read headlines sometimes, it's just like, are you kidding? This is what's the story of the day? The story of the day is...
Well, how can the people even get in the place to think that the little car the two drove, Prince Harry, is it Prince Harry got married? I didn't pay attention to that. I believe it was Harry. Yes. Married Meghan Markle. The car they drove cost $471,000. I can't understand that. Can you? Her gown was $300,000. Really?
Is that how much your gown cost? I did not know. $300,000.
That's what I read. But the car is $471,000. I don't care if the gown is $30,000. That's more than most people make in a year. How can they relate to that?
Yeah.
And royalty should be repulsive to anybody.
Should be. I work all night, I work all day. And we're heading out of time right now. And I want to thank you so much for joining me today, Butch. And we'll be back tomorrow.
You're welcome.
Here with Dave Allen. So until then, be safe, ladies and gentlemen. Good night and God bless. Bye-bye.